Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide Thursday, the 7th day of May, 2015, global transmission. If you just tuned in and you're watching us on television, you'll notice that the lights are basically off here in the studio. And I got into the studio about, I don't know, an hour ago or so and sat down here with the lights off. And I kind of like the way it looks. And then I was thinking, what's an allegory for what's happening in our world? Because here I am in the shadows. Kind of like the globalist program for corporate world government has been in the shadows. But as more and more people understand the globalist system, the philosophy, the program, what makes them tick, what they're building, what they believe in, and as more of us investigate, it sheds more and more light, like slowly turning up the lights in a room. Now, we could slowly fade up the lights, but historically sometimes, in fact, a lot of the time, the light slowly, barely fades up, and then all of a sudden, explosively, the lights come on and the roaches try to scatter. And that's the point we've reached. I've had George Stephanopoulos' office call me to supposedly go on this week on ABC. They want to fly me out there, but in my experience with mainstream media, they fly you somewhere as a joke to make you sit there. ABC hasn't done that, not with Nightline, not with The View and other shows I've been on, but CNN and Fox, I just will not do it. I don't know, I'm going to fly out to D.C. to be in the room with Stephanopoulos. I'm seeing about trying to do it via satellite or via fiber, as they do most of it now. I'm not going to do it taped so they can edit it all up like CNN did. In fact, we have that clip coming up. We played part of it with David Duhurst yesterday, dealing with the military drills and Jade Helm and the huge firestorm and political awakening to that that's now taking place. But we didn't get to the part where they intro the piece and edit me down to like 3 seconds saying, looks like an invasion. When I never said there's an imminent real invasion happening this summer. And I know I kept, you know, hammering on that. It's just, this is how they deceive their audience. There is an amazing article on Infowars.com that we republished in full for the New American Magazine. We normally just publish snippets and link to them by Alex Newman, who really breaks down the mainstream media deception on Jade Helm. And it's the best article out there, bar none. Establishment Press discredits itself with Jade Helm deceit. And I just want to commend Alex Newman for his scholarly research, because he just goes over their lies, blow by blow. He mentions a NPR piece that I happened to read a transcript of and mention on air, I think on Monday, that was so cartoonish. It's like Alex Jones believes they're killing people at Walmart. And he also believes in this crazy thing. Just all this stuff I never said. And never even mentioning Jade Helm itself. I mean, it's getting crazy. Where they just go, tinfoil, tinfoil, tinfoil. Everybody knows we've got illegal asset forfeiture seizure going on and illegal NSA spying. Of course, back when I talked about 20 years ago, everybody didn't know. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying how many times we have to be right over and over again. And now they're just involved in desperate damage control. Everybody knows who's half awake that there's militarization of police, that there's a federalization, a globalization of police. No one is saying the military individually are bad, though the media keeps saying we've said that. It's the military that doesn't want this civilian inmate labor camp, civil unrest, mass roundup, gun confiscation plan. And it's in hundreds of documents that we source and video of it happening. Not just in Katrina, but areas of California, you name it, knock and talk. I mean, people know they're being lied to. Are folks overreacting to Jade Helm? No, not really, because It's just a flashpoint. It's a spark. It's a wake-up point. Fox News calls it a firestorm, and it is a firestorm.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, the 7th day of May 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours live. Thank you so much for joining us. The globalists, the private corporate interests that control the issuance of currency and credit through private central banks like our Federal Reserve, want to keep things in the dark. Well, InfoWars is here bringing light to the situation. And as the light begins to incrementally get turned up, the roaches are starting to scatter. And their monopoly of media is imploding. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Where to begin? Jade Helm is being called by Fox News, ABC News, The New York Times, and others a firestorm, an explosive political battle. It is now probably the top story in the country. And it's a huge victory for liberty, because even though the mainstream media, the globalist sympathizer media, has framed all this in fraud and made it all about an imminent takeover and martial law this summer, when we've talked about it being conditioning for incremental globalization and federalization. And the military's own legions of documents and training manuals admitting it's for the American people for future paramilitary civil unrest gun confiscation. I mean, that's in the Washington Times, Forbes, AP, Reuters, the Army War College. We've made countless videos about it showing anybody can search those terms, how the Pentagon would crush a Tea Party rebellion. You'll get the headlines. And then you'll get the actual Army manuals. That's why the military is so awake now, because they're there, the non-commissioned officers and up, are being given treasonous training. It was in the news 2 weeks ago again. Army and armed services wide, but the leak was out of the Army. Well, it wasn't even a leak, it was just public. But the folks in the military are the ones that leaked it onto the web and said, look what we're being taught. Where they said the founding fathers were bad and that free market's bad and racist and sexist and the founders are evil. A federal judge ruled a month ago that you can't wear an American flag if people think it's offensive. This is Twilight Zone behavior. They're blaming the victims of the terrorist attack in Garland in the media for their speech eliciting these folks. And then some of the Twitter accounts criticizing the dead terrorist are getting censored for being insensitive. And then on Fox News, they've got an imam on saying that basically the people that put on this show deserve to be killed. And Sean Hannity says, well, you know, we don't follow your laws here. In fact, we'll just get that clip ready. You know, we've got the Constitution. He says, not for long. And I'm not in some clash of civilizations, Islamophobic hatred of Muslims, period. Everybody knows I'm against destabilizing the Middle East, what happened in Iraq, aiding al-Qaeda to destabilize Syria, overthrowing Egypt. I want prosperity and freedom for the Middle East. And there are a lot of moderate Muslims and good people. But our government, our media allows, and the same thing in England, radicals to operate. In fact, here's the shock video. Radical imam tells Pamela Geller on live TV she should be killed. Here's that clip. And then we'll continue on with...
You want her to die. You know what? She should be put before Sharia court and tried. And
she's not a Muslim.
Of course she will face capital punishment.
She's not a Muslim, Anjum. She's not a Muslim. She doesn't believe
she
what you believe.
Before
you don't believe in liberty and freedom,
you know,
and freedom of speech. You want
to
oppress
her over Gulf and Salman Rushdie and Hussein Ali. You cannot continue to go down this road and expect the Muslims to stand back. You know, I would retaliate if someone insulted my own mother, let alone the Prophet, who I adhere and, you know, I love 100 times more than my
family. Anybody says anything against your Prophet
that
you don't
attack someone if someone attacked his mother.
So you don't,
what about the Prophet?
If somebody says something about your Prophet that you don't like, you want them dead.
Any Prophet.
And see, how this is going to work with political correctness is you can't have speech if it inflames this extremist. And by the way, the Wahhabists are running around blowing up every Christian shrine they can find. The shrine of Jonah, the shrine of Christ. It's just pure bull. And it's like gang culture. The worst radical Muslims with Saudi Arabian funding bully everyone else into following their sick brand of cultic oppression. And I'm against totalitarianism. I don't care where it comes from, communist, Nazi, radical jihadi. I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of the left's bizarre alliance with radical Islam. We're going to get into that. And ISIS claims it has 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states ready to attack. That's on InfoWars.com. ISIS targeting states with strict gun control laws, InfoWars.com. We're going to break that down. ISIS says more attacks imminent in U.S. Says the two killed in Dallas by an off-duty police officer were their soldiers. Obama's set to begin training jihadists in Syria. Actual ISIS are being trained now in Syria, as we predicted they would do, to launch phase two with them now resupplied out of Iraq with U.S. weapons. And all this had to be done because the military caught on to what was happening 2 years ago and said, no, So now they just let them resupply by invading Iraq and having our military stand down. Can't make that up. ISIS opens a 262-room luxury hotel in Mosul, in Iraq's second-largest city. And, of course, no one's going to bomb it because it's a shadow army. Huckabee slams Obama for stripping grandmothers while known terrorists tweet they're going to attack. He calls for scrapping the TSA. I actually like that. That makes sense what Huckabee's saying. The New York Times loves blasphemy except when it targets Muslims. Now, I want to be clear about this. I'm the guy that is most credited with exposing the fact that 9/11, as we were told it happened, was a fable. And that our government basically stood down bare minimum. And that most of the Al-Qaeda force was Western intelligence cutouts, corporate cutouts, as a pretext to invade countries that were innocent like Iraq and take control of opium in Afghanistan. That's all been borne out and proven accurate. I get a lot of criticism from people explaining to me what false flags are and what provocateurs are and things like that. That's like explaining to Babe Ruth how to hit a home run. Okay, fine. Or it's like telling me the Federal Reserve's private. I didn't know that. Or, you know, that Barack Obama's a big fat liar and so's Hillary. I mean, the ISIS is a completely different operation. Hitler wasn't under the control of some of the robber barons in England and the United States. He was funded and wound up and had peace treaties with England that had been declassified and was told he was going to be allowed to invade Europe and take over, and that later he would link up with the U.S. and England. That's why he allowed the British to evacuate France when he first invaded France. This is all mainline history. You got to dig a little deeper, but it's there. It's the same thing here. ISIS is the Syrian Free Syrian Army. Funded for 5 years, $6 billion at least we know about from Congress. They are Wahhabists. They are Saudi Arabia funded. They're recruiting all over the world. The West allows them to fly in and out of our countries. And then they march around with people at May Day parades in Austin and other areas. I see the ISIS signs. I see it online. I recognize genuine grassroots recruiting versus projections and fake garbage. So this is two different animals. Does that mean that some agency or group in an agency, rogue group, might not stage terror attacks and blame it on ISIS? Does that mean that there aren't ISIS leaders being basically run by Western globalist organizations? No, that's come out. But the grassroots and their camp followers and their bots, as Colonel Schaefer called them, are real. They're real. And the border is wide open. And so undoubtedly there are going to be some attacks. And they've been picking up thousands a month of other than Mexicans, is what it's called in the sheets, the forms filled out by the Border Patrol, at one border sector in Texas alone. I mean, look it up. We've done whole stories on it. So there are people pouring across, like the guy who's allowed to broadcast in England and call for people's death, and the government leaves him on air because, you know, Michael Savage can't go to England, but imams can get on TV and call for killing people, basically. Because this is how they're bringing in political correctness, saying, oh, all these minority groups can say whatever they want, you just can't. And so if people like this are out there preaching at madrasas all over the Western world, and then they can come into the United States, you better believe that we're going to see things like this unfold. There's our report from last year with John Bowne. The illegals from all over the world crossing the border. And Bowne was out there talking to retired Border Patrol agents and ranchers and others about the situation. So what we're pointing out is this whole war on terror is a hoax. It is a fraud. We had a 15-year war that cost trillions of dollars, and now we're told that the Al-Qaeda / ISIS threat is 10 times bigger than it ever was, and prepare for imminent attack. Now, I'm not going to get into that more until later. I want to come back and give you the good news on Jade Helm. This is a firestorm of awakening. And no matter how they misphrase things and put words in our mouths that we hate the military or that we say Obama's going to, you know, occupy the State House and all the rest of it, this is part of an incremental globalization through the federal government. And that's why we said it should be looked at, because in many other military training drills, they prepare. We have the video of the training drills and the police admitting working with them that they're preparing for war with veterans, gun owners, Christians. And that's what this is all about. And the fact that people are so upset shows they've reached their political breaking point and they don't have any faith in the corrupt people that have hijacked the government.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
He's looking for a soul stealer. He's in a box. He's way behind.
The devil went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal.
Charlie Daniels, a listener of the show.
Way behind, he was willing to.
He writes articles fighting the globalists.
Came across this.
Been writing about the TPP.
And playing it hot.
America having basically everything from its trade to its military.
I guess you didn't know.
To its free speech being transferred to a secret global board headed up by Chinese communist executives. You cannot make that up. Yep. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for his soul to steal. He was in a box. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. And we're not privy to those deals because we're not stakeholders, to quote David Knight yesterday, quoting what they have to say. Sorry, Congress, you can't see it. Not a stakeholder. You're just the elected representatives of the people. Oh, everything's fine. Nothing's going on. Nothing's wrong. You know what the good news is? Before I get into Jade Helm and epic information, NSA phone data collection illegal. Appeals court rules. The New York Times. And I love these two shooters up in Garland. I love how they tweeted 6 hours before they were going to go kill people and talked about this event in other tweets. Any moron could, the FBI was watching them and had arrested them, but were ordered to release them. Just like 9/11. And the NSA didn't protect us, did it? No, a off-duty cop who knew there was a SWAT team inside guarding the people, was supportive of the First Amendment, was a smart guy, and thought, gee, they keep attacking these almost every time they have one in Europe. Maybe I should go stake it out. He didn't go hunting white-tailed deer. He went and was hunting prison scum. I'm not saying everybody in prison is scum. A lot of people are innocent or in there for, but I mean, these guys are, we're scum. We're going to get into that NSA situation, though, but I thought the NSA wasn't spying with keywords. Yesterday I saw a Time Magazine article explaining how they record everything and then use keywords. Oh my gosh, that's only been known for like 30 years since James Bamford, the producer of Nightline, exposed it. I used to go on the radio and play clips of Nightline episodes from like 25, 30 years ago, and people thought they were fake. We'd go, there's no NSA. It doesn't even exist. It's this culture of total denial. But I'll tell you what's exciting. People now don't deny this stuff. Mainstream media tries to deny it. Dying dinosaur media tries to. But Chuck Norris has come out with a very powerful article yesterday in WorldNet Daily. And he's Mr. Military. Military just loves Chuck Norris. In fact, I'm not bragging. It's just true. In fact, it's a great responsibility. It makes me feel incredibly humble and pathetic that we are the number one show now by every metric listened to by the U.S. Armed Services. Because they know I know what I'm talking about. They want to be decompartmentalized. I was talking to a media analyst last night, and he said, Alex, you know, not just for the military, but for the establishment itself, your show is like porn to them. They're sick of watching all the lies and twisting in mainstream media. Even when people in the system are for something, they love to hear about it from your perspective. So it's not that I'm even that special. It's just that nobody else will just tell it like it is. And it's not my perspective. I've been reading what the globalists have to say forever. I've been watching their program progress. I've watched them do it faster and slower and in different ways in other countries. I'm obsessed with it. And I didn't have to steal their playbooks like the New England Patriots are known to do. Their playbooks are public because they have disdain and arrogance for the people. So you can differ with me on my interpretations of things, but you can't differ with me that the Pentagon says their main mission is gun owners and veterans. I mean, that is so legendarily evil and such a giant red flag that it should have everyone completely freaking out. And the good news is we finally are getting out of the trance. We're finally getting upset. Does it mean people know everything about Jade Helm? Does it mean it's a takeover? Probably not, 98%. It's part of an incremental takeover. And is the public overreacting in some ways? Yeah. But they've been underreacting to all the incredible off-the-chart gun confiscation in Katrina and asset forfeiture seizure and executive open borders and 100 other insane things. Google watching people with their cameras and Samsung saying we're listening to you over the TV. I mean, this is all cuckoo level. So if people are now freaking out and the media is trying to spin it like, oh, we're nuts. No, we're finally acting like normal humans. When we come back, incredible quotes from Chuck Norris, amazing quotes from Texas Louie Gohmert, congressman. I'm really proud of Texas. Texans don't want to be slaves. We've got a lot of faults, but at the end of the day, we're free people, and we will never submit to the globalists, and they know that. That's why they're training to take over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, I've got Ron Finley on. He's an urban farmer and has been part of TED Talk, you name it. He's gotten in trouble, been fined. I guess he's been arrested from what I was reading for daring to plant gardens in just green spaces like on the side of the highway and stuff. Because there's no bigger crime than actually doing things like that outside of the big mega box stores. You're not supposed to do that and teach communities how to produce their own food and how much fun it is. So you need to be persecuted for it. He's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the second hour. Then we'll open the phones up for the balance of the transmission, and we have some special reports coming up. I want to get to the Clinton Foundation. Everybody keeps asking me why I'm not covering it. We've been covering the Clinton Foundation for 10 years. The Bushes are involved in it. Half the money goes to pay for private jets and mansions, and the other half goes to buy political influence in countries. Basically, almost none of the money goes to little Haitians and things like that, little starving kids. But let's just get to it now. And then Bill Clinton has little flippant comments about, oh, there's a big conspiracy. See, anytime you point out that he's got foreign donors giving him illegal money, according to federal law, or that they're keeping the money, I mean, these are facts. It's like Bono, part of the UN charity, it turned out was giving 2% of the proceeds of the millions he was raising in every event. He was keeping the money for himself. I mean, if you have a charity and give 70%, that's fine, because you got overhead. There's nothing wrong with being able to travel and get your work done. I mean, I don't have a charity, but if I did, I mean, that's not bad. Salvation Army gives about 90%. It's one of the best ones out there from the research I've done. I give to Salvation Army. I have no affiliation with it, but I do give some money to it. But when you get up to like 50% just on the jets and everything, and then there's foreign donors, and you're mixing political donations with your foundation, it's just illegal on every front. But of course, like Al Sharpton owes millions, doesn't have to pay taxes. If I didn't pay $2 million in Federal Reserve taxes, they would arrest me. You could believe it. But again, they're above the law. So let's go to this Bill Clinton clip.
I mean, think about that. There's this big nefarious strategy to exercise terrible influence over the American government by talking wealthy people in countries and to give them money to help the poor people. That's the theory of the case. And I just don't believe over the long run the American people won't figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk like a regular guy to you. And Obama does the same little fake thing where he bites his lip and pauses and goes, like he's actually thinking, and he's even got on the teleprompter. It's all fake. There's no teleprompter here, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm speaking from intellect and my heart and passion. These people sit up there to pacify everyone. There's no NSA spying. He didn't have sex with that woman. Hundreds of millions in foreign political donations when his wife was Secretary of State and she's getting the money and living in houses and flying in helicopters and jets. We're talking the most expensive $75 million jets is what they're flying on. The most expensive private jets. And it's Saudi princes. Oh, there's no influence there. How about I start a foundation? And then just have jets and stuff, and then you give none of the money to the poor, basically, and then sit in political office. People go, oh, who cares about the Bilderberg Group and Hillary violating the Logan Act? You know, she got fined for that back in the 90s. Now they don't even get fined. World leaders and U.S. leaders go to Bilderberg. They drive in Secret Service motorcades. And they point guns at us. We have footage of this in Virginia because we're there showing the illegal meeting. And the Secret Service held up MP5s at us and looked at us like we were evil, like we were intimidated. We have done nothing wrong. We're the good guys. I mean, what media wouldn't want to cover Hillary and Obama meeting in secret in 2008 when for a day and a half the media is like, where are they, where are they, where are they? They've disappeared in Virginia. We knew where they were. And then they'd have these Marines flipping us off in uniform and out of uniform. Just search Marines flip the bird at Bilderberg. There's video of it and photos. And that was because the Marines didn't know who we were at that time, and they told them, we later learned from Marines that apologized to me through a back channel that we were an anti-military group that hated veterans groups. I mean, this whole government is about lying to people. just like they're on the news saying that Governor Abbott doesn't like the military, and Louie Gohmert doesn't like the military, and Alex Jones doesn't like the military, and Chuck Norris now, you know, we thought you liked the military, Chuck, as if liking the military has anything to do, because our friends and family are in it, and it was founded in 1776 and has such a great history. It's been hijacked and overtaken. It's not ours anymore. The only way to get it back is to admit the country has been stolen. And they're busy stealing the final little pieces of the puzzle right now. And finally, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition in the info war, the sweeping giant that is Texas. I'm so proud of my state. A long history of independence. A long history of wanting to be productive and free and of low taxes and Second Amendment. And all these people evacuating California. And a good point was made to me by a lot of Californians in emails and calls. They said, it was pretty much the same sentiment when I've been bashing California. California's a beautiful state, a lot of great people. But he said, Alex, we heard you say that California used to be a lot like Texas, which it was 50, 60 years ago. Don't you understand everybody moved here looking for a quick buck and to be stars? They aren't Californians, so they've now just failed here, and they're coming to your state, those rude, horrible, demonic, backstabbing, manipulative people that you're talking about are not Californians. And I think that's a fair statement, because you meet real Californians, laid back, cool, awesome. They're like liberal in ways, but conservative in others. They defy the stereotypes. They're more classical liberal. So it's true. You're correct. I am corrected. A lot of people come to Texas now, and you know, half the state's not from Texas, and then they think that's who we are. But really, it's just a bunch of drifters. Now, there are a lot of people that have moved from states that are collapsing that are great, hardworking folks, and we love them. But when you run into failed grifters, they've always got a new scam. They've always got something new to be famous. They've always got some new flim-flam. And they are narcissistic mental patients that travel around like bands of 21st century thuggies. Just overthrowing your laws, overthrowing your freedoms, setting the nest like they do everywhere else. It's amazing. Now, let's get to the over-the-top, incredibly important Jade Helm news. First off, do we have the clip from CNN that I sent you yesterday that we only played part of that has Dewhurst? Yeah, well, what I want is the intro piece that I sent Nico. In other words, a couple CNN pieces. But the one I want is where they edit me and come right in with me and Joe. That's what I want to play. So we're gonna play that today. In fact, cue that up, because I want to play this first so we can detail, again, how the deception works.
We've got it ready to go.
Dewhurst comes on and says we hate the military, and he's trying to defend our poor military. Well, they got spit on in Vietnam, and now people are spitting on them again, and I don't appreciate that. He told ABC News that. He told a bunch of other publications that. The same old story. Why, it's just so sad they want to spit on the troops, preying on the audience. But before they go to that, they have another piece where they're running the same story. Well, the military's confused why they're not liked. They thought Texas liked them, making it about how the military feels bad. See, using the uniform, using its history, like when that colonel was saying in Bastrop a week and a half ago, you see my uniform? Trust this. Trust me. What, to follow orders like Katrina and take guns? You mean, no, we're going to try to get control of this government that's been hijacked that's in control of our military. That's what this is about. It'd be like saying, are you against the German military in 1937? No, but I'm against the Fuhrer who runs it. I mean, this is so elementary. Curtis LeMay, back in the 60s, wanted to launch a premeditated nuclear attack on Russia. That was declassified. They made a movie about it, Dr. Strangelove. He's General Jack T. Ripper. That's based on a real character that wanted to launch a plan like Plan R to launch first. Is it anti-Air Force to not want to have World War III and stop a rogue general launching an attack? See, that's the bizarre mindset that they say, you do not question if it's military. You do what you're told. Well, who runs the military? Well, now they tell Congress that Congress doesn't. We're told it's NATO. Well, now Chuck Norris has come out. Louis Gohmert's come out. And they're all saying, no, we're tired of being lied to. We don't trust the government. Senator Ted Cruz, we know the military is taking part in operations to go after the Tea Party. So anytime there's a giant operation, we don't believe a word Obama says and all the new generals he's put in, the thousands of officers he's purged, we're going to watch it. We don't know this is nefarious, but they keep changing their story. Let's go ahead and go to the CNN clip.
By directing the State Guard to monitor the operations will allow Texas...
Don't mess with Texas, is Republican Governor Greg Abbott's message to the Pentagon. Abbott called out his State Guard to keep an eye
right
on
there.
U.S. Special Operations.
His letter said we respect the military and totally trust the troops themselves, but the federal government, as we know, has been power-grabbing a lot lately, and Texans are concerned, so the state's going to follow its separation of powers. I'm paraphrasing the letter. You can go read it. It's on InfoWars.com. And we're going to monitor it and work with them. By the way, the State Guard was already working with them, where the whole thing's based out of, by Bastrop and then Smithville and Camp Swift, a former largest prisoner of war camp for Germans in World War II. And the State Guard's leaked some stuff. Look, I told you a month ago that Greg Abbott's awake and knows what's going on. I told you Chuck Norris was aware of this and concerned. You notice they're in the news. We're going to have some Chuck Norris world news next Tuesday. I'll just leave that as it may. But Chuck Norris is a listener. His son's a listener, accomplished filmmaker. And I was told about some of these things before they were even named 2.5 months ago on a movie shoot in North Texas. And I'm going to leave it at that until next week. But I told you the news was so amazing that I wouldn't even cover it on air, even though I was given authorization to talk about it. My gut was, don't talk about it yet. Wait till all this stuff starts to come out and then let it peak. Because I didn't know the name of Jade Helm then. I just knew this stuff was coming. And believe me, the governor knows stuff the public doesn't know. So, this is America starting to wake up. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, and it says, to prepare for insurrection in the states and in the legislatures or governments. They're preparing the military to take over states. Obama, 3 years ago, said they'd invade Texas with F-16s and run an air blockade. If Texas voted to block the TSA, groping genitals. In fact, I forget the exact headline. It was feds to block air travel to Texas if legislature restricts TSA. And you'll get newspapers all over the state. You can't make this stuff up, folks. And then I've got Louis Gohmert with just incredible quotes. He's been on the broadcast before. He, of course, was an Army officer himself. They're now claiming he's anti-military. Louis Gohmert gets why some Texans are worried about a military takeover. National Journal. The Texas congressman is joining others in his state calling for the Pentagon to alter Jade Helm 15 military exercises. And he goes on to say, and he's on the different committees, he's never seen in a drill a state listed as hostile. It's unprecedented, okay? And by the way, they keep saying, well, we've had drills in Texas before. Yeah, out in the desert, tank busting. If they had Apache helicopters practicing to blow up Russian tanks, we would expect that. That's not what this is. Well, we've done it before. Yeah, of course you've done it before. It's not this. U.S. Special Operations Command preparing to launch a month-long multi-state exercise across private and public to prepare Army Special Forces for threats anywhere in the world. That's an accurate statement. Or at least that's what the Pentagon would have you believe. Officials and citizens in Texas, one of the states involved, see something potentially more nefarious in the exercise, dubbed Jade Helm. And now Representative Louis Gohmert is joining them. Over the past few weeks, my office has been inundated with calls for a Jade Helm 15 military exercise scheduled to take place between July 15th and September 15th, Gohmert said in a statement Tuesday. The military practice has some concern that the U.S. Army is preparing for modern-day martial law. Certainly, I can understand these concerns. He can understand the concerns. Yeah. Because Louis Gohmert knows what comes across his desk. The Pentagon's mission is to take on the Patriots, and no one knows how to broach this because you'll get attacked when you bring it up. So these politicians, these statesmen, like the fact that we brought it out. I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. They like the fact that we brought all this out because now it makes it safer for them to talk about it. And now everybody's passing around the hundreds of news articles where with a straight face trying to sell it. See, when we say it's bad, they go, it doesn't exist. But when they go, yeah, thank God the Army's trained to take on tea parties and take the guns. And, they, you know, those veterans are going to attack the police departments. Yeah, those horrible veterans. See, they have the nerve to claim we don't like the veterans. When they got them on stinking don't treat list and are training to take them on as the number one enemy. What do you think the globalists have got planned that's so horrible in this country that they know the veterans are going to come out and fight? It makes me shake to my bones. And not in a fearful way, just in a shocked, bracing way. When I think about what we've put up with and what it must be they've got planned, that they know the veterans are going to stand up, and they're actually teaching every police department in the country to prepare for a war with the vets. Can you imagine the police departments, as able as many of them are, taking on unidentified vets? Once you start going after vets and persecuting them and stuff, man, the gloves are going to come off, and that's the plan. Have the vets devastate the local governments. Just like Al Sharpton said, we're going to use all this to federalize everything. It's a takedown plan by the globalists with their socialist and communist followers to get us at each other's throats, as I've been warning for 6-7 years, and now it's clear that's what they're doing. And I told you this will all kick off as an info war first, where they say we hate the vets, we hate the police, when it's not true. Ahead of staging terror attacks, they're going to blame on us. This is the only play they've got left now, folks. Look at CNN, Pentagon, no Texas takeover, New York Times, LA Times. There was over 400 new articles today. Go to Google, type in Jade Helm, click news, and you'll see it was over 400 this morning. In the last 24 hours. 400 articles, TV shows, you name it. Now, I sent you guys, and maybe it's that clip, but the one I sent you was right from the start. You may have trimmed it, where it's us right up front. During the break, I'll bring it to you, or it's right here in my phone so that we can get that clip. Okay, well, the clip I had just started there. We're going to play it here in just a moment. But let's just go back to what Gohmert's saying here. So he says he can understand the concerns of martial law. Yeah, I mean, they're shutting our power plants off outside law and opening the borders up. That is martial law. It's an increment of it. When leaders, quoting the congressman, within the current administration believe that major threats to the country include those who support the Constitution and military veterans or even cling to guns or religion, patriotic Americans have reason to be concerned. Everything Gohmert quoted is public there. Bitter clingers, veterans, gun owners, number one enemy. The congressman took particular issue with the layout of the labels in the Pentagon map of the exercise. Once I observed the map depicting hostile, permissive, and uncertain states and locations, I was rather appalled that the hostile areas amazingly have a Republican majority clinging to their guns and religion and believe in the sanctity of the United States Constitution, Gohmert called on the Pentagon to change the map, the names on the map, and said the tone of the exercise needs to be completely revamped so the federal government is not intentionally practicing war against its own states. And that's what this is about. Getting the military use to being deployed so they can then give them a new mission that is go after the people, which they admit is going on behind the scenes with smaller groups, to then roll it up and scale it up. But we're taking their attack like weights and making our muscles for freedom stronger. Instead of laying down, we're pushing the weight back, educating people about posse comitatus, educating people about federalism, educating people about the roles of the military and civilian leadership, and pushing back to have a national debate about why are there drills all over the country, why is this happening, And so many times we go put a camera on it, and they're trying to take on the American people. Here's that CNN clip.
The site InfoWars has led the internet buzz, insisting it's all a plan for the Army to wage war on Americans, publishing a military PowerPoint slide showing Texas as red enemy territory.
I've hardly ever heard of something joint like this unless they're actually planning an invasion.
Republican president.
Back it up. Notice they didn't say that it was admitted to be real. They went with earlier propaganda that it was fake. Remember? The Army Times and stuff said, well, this probably isn't real. We don't trust the... They knew full well it was on Army.mil. Then they said that we said it was secret and that we had something secret that wasn't. Now they revert back to the old lie. Gee, every 5 seconds is a lie. This is psych warfare written. And when you know how to identify it, it's disgusting that they would prey. That's the word. Feed. On the ignorance of the public. Implying we made that up. But again, that's almost subliminal. It's just, yeah, they published this map claiming Texas. No, there is no claim, lady. Gosh, you're dishonorable. Just looking at you makes me feel dishonorable. Thank God I'm not you. Let's go back to the club. I've hardly ever heard of something joint like this unless they're actually planning an invasion.
Republican presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz says he understands Texans' worries.
I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens.
Good job, guys. Thank you. And then there's the Washington Post, and I don't know, you type in the name Chuck Norris. I saw over 400 articles. Basically, they got to be more careful with Chuck Norris because he's so universally liked across the board that they just quoting, Chuck Norris joins Ted Cruz and others in Operation Jade Helm Conspiracy Watch. But they still use the word conspiracy. And he just goes on to say, listen, we've seen the government do so much bad stuff. It's good to have the state watch things. That's all the governor's doing. I mean, you can just go read the quotes yourself. I'm paraphrasing them. There's a WorldNet Daily article, Jade Helm 15, Crime Stoppers, and KSK. He says, I have an idea. The government insists on running expanded military ops across 7 southwest states to the cost of billions, I would add. Why doesn't it move all the military training south to protect our borders at the same time? Yeah, that's actually constitutional duty. Whatever Jade Helm 15 actually is, I think it's more than coincidental. The FBI director just confessed in February that the presence of ISIS can be felt in 50 states, and it goes on from there. And then they misrepresent what he says. He goes on to say, trust but verify. Friends, when it comes to freedom, we must question, verify, and vet everyone and everything. As Thomas Jefferson told his nephew, Peter, in 1787, question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there is be one, he must more approve the homage of reason than that of a blindfolded fear. We must never check our brains or blindly trust, especially the government. Rather, we must fight until our dying breath for liberty, especially when it appears those in power are trying to knock down old glory. Yeah, Obamacare, open borders, outside of law, fast and furious, Benghazi, I mean, we'd be crazy. And he goes on to quote Benjamin Franklin in here as well. I'm going to find that and come back and cover that. Briefly, you fund this operation with your purchases. We won't be here if you don't support us. You are supporting us, so we're getting reporters. We're sending them around. We're breaking news. We're having an effect. There's nowhere where your support, which scares the daylights out of me. Man, I'm really asking for it. Just God, please protect me and my family. Because I can tell you, folks, we're on the front line going up against the enemy. And we're going 110%. It's the only way to beat these people. But we need you to buy the products, the Super Male Vitality. The Super Female, after almost 3 months being out, is back. It's a great gift for Mother's Day. You can just drop ship it to mom's house or your wife or whatever. And it's just InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now. you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.